Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
And this is what we cut out of last week's episode of Kinky and the Geek.
Please don't turn us off.
Actually, I'm actually coughing. Okay, so we've all been sick.
I'm not sick.
Yeah, well, you've been coughing a lot, so...
I think that's more to be allergies.
Yeah, okay.
Because it seems that it is already allergy season here.
Yeah, I know. There's a lady who was, like, dying in the bathroom at the restaurant. You know, something was out.
Aruka went and did her... by the way, welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Hey, welcome to Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah. Aruka went to go get the scan today.
Oh, okay.
To see what how the blood clot's doing.
Right, right.
And they had to look around it through the slight bit of chest congestion she already has.
Yeah.
And the doctors pretty much said that it's allergy, and it's allergy season because it went from being, oh my God, my balls have frozen off,
right,
to oh my God, I want to run around with my balls hanging out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, and now it's going back to mildly chilly, but still.
Yeah, it's very the way it's springy. Warm. It's basically a springy right now. Like fucking February.
Which is weird. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Phantom was like, "Is it really normally this warm?" This time I was like, "No,
it
not
can
at all.
Be." And there are times where you'll get.
I don't know. In March, sure. Like in a couple weeks, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But because we've actually had early. There was actually a Frolicon where it was snowing on Friday night.
Yeah.
Because they actually had, it was funny, because that was also opening weekend of baseball.
Okay.
And they actually had a couple of games get called for a count of snow.
Oh, wow.
That night.
Wow.
I want to say it was like the Cleveland home opener and somewhere else.
Yeah.
But there were a couple that got canceled. They got called up a count of snow.
Okay.
So
here, have a burger cookie just because I'm staring at them and I want one.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and do the burger cookie.
It's a fine Baltimore delicacy.
It is a fine Baltimore delicacy. It is a soft, spongy, cakey cookie covered in fudge.
Okay. Is it going to explode?
He's shaking it next to his ear.
Well, I was in here tapping it like it's a melon.
Yeah, because everything's better when it's covered with fudge.
Yeah.
So... I'm not good. Okay.
It's kind of like a Jaffa cake without the Jaffa.
It's like a Jaffa cake with fudge. A thick layer of fudge, like a half-inch layer of
fudge. Okay, Jaffa cookies are also smaller. But they do have the chocolate coating.
Not that thick.
Not that thick, but they also have something else in it. So you don't have to have it that thick. So there's no Jaffa in it.
Yeah, but they're chocolate covered, not fudge covered.
Semantics.
No. Flavor. Now, the chocolate on the Jaffa cake is crunchy and crisp. And this is chewy, delicious fudge. Sorry, I think I need a moment alone with my burger cookie.
That's like me when we come back from the fudge, or the fudge from Helen.
Yeah.
Hansel and Gretel fudge.
Yeah,
just
want to
go home. Just go home and masturbate.
Yeah, just leave me alone with my fudge.
You just want to sit there and sniff it and masturbate. Yeah.
Or use it as lube. Yeah.
No.
Well, I want to eat it.
I want to eat it. I don't want to use it on my cock.
Okay. Never mind. I had a scenario worked out. I'm just gonna let it go.
Okay.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to get kinky on Kinky and the Geek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's...
That is very yummy.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't need a bunch of these.
Well, it's just like the fudge-covered Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had those?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can only have a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think the heart attack cookie would be the double-stuffed fudge-covered cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Those are actually my favorite, are the double-stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly.
But I'm weird. I don't actually break mine apart. I don't do the whole break it apart, lick it, put it back together, and eat it. I just eat it.
I don't lick it. I just use my teeth to kind of peel the layer of the frosting off and let it melt in my mouth. Although, you know, honestly, I'm not a huge Oreo fan.
It's one of my favorites, though.
I like to take two and take
pull them both apart and stick two sides of the frosting to the other side of a quadruple stuff.
I've actually seen you do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting.
That's what you gotta do.
That's my special boy.
That's why he can't wear that special t-shirt he wants.
He was
cursing the McDoubles. Exactly
right.
But
it's
I think it's the quadruple stuff.
Everything is in multiples.
Yeah.
He can't just have like one, you know, something. Single stuff. No, no.
What?
Not for me.
Even though they give you one that's got extra in it, no, gotta make even
yeah,
more.
Exactly.
More extra.
Yeah, but you should describe that t-shirt. It was pretty cool.
It was a Stormtrooper helmet with like done up like a sugar skull.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I've seen those floating company? Around.
Snork Tees.
Yeah, Snork Tees doesn't like fat people.
Yeah.
Because I want to say not only do they not only go past like 2X, but it's one of those companies that uses the American Apparel t-shirt.
Oh, so they're tiny anyways.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're t-shirts for hipsters.
Yeah, that's stupid. You're limiting yourself so bad.
They've got some funny t-shirts, but it's you can definitely tell they're supposed to be worn ironically.
Yeah.
Just like a hipster. And
yeah.
It's like, no, that's fucking cool. I want to wear it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't wear,
I'm my fat ass.
Yeah. Right. That's why I like t-shirt hell that goes all the way up to 5X.
Although there's even still, their sizes run real small.
I haven't found it depends on what you get, because they do have the American Apparel type t-shirt, but you just get the regular cut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can get them. Now, I can tell you...
I've got one at home that I ordered in a size too big, just to be sure.
Right.
And it's a size too small.
Huh.
So, yeah.
It is, because, yeah, t-shirt, yeah. Hell, I don't mind fit well.
Even my...
It's the my little princess. Yeah, your little princess is my little whore. The little the 3/4 sleeve like softball t-shirts that were so big in the '70s.
Yeah,
I have one of those and it fits.
I bought one of those. It was fuck a doodle doo, and it's about two sizes too small. Huh. It may be the difference between men's and women's.
Maybe, yeah, because you may want to. Because I know when Aruka buys hers, she gets the men's style because women's styles they're going for the. Because it's an hourglass type
shape.
Which
is awesome if you have an hourglass.
Right.
But if you're like, you know.
The friend we saw
at. The fat roll shape, like I am. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the girl, like the friend we saw at the restaurant tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. This is Podcast Appreciation Week.
Which I didn't even know. I didn't even know they had a podcast.
Yeah,
Fozzie Bear and the podcast started this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I thought, that's a fucking great idea.
Let's
go with that.
Yeah, because, you know, really there are so many people who listen to podcasts as they work, as they, you know, drive places. We'll be driving, you know, to Augusta tomorrow to pick up some rats, and, you know, we're going to be listening to podcasts a large part of the way, I'm sure. What is...
Yeah, well, I mean, if you've noticed, too, and just recently, you're starting to see celebrities like... Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin Smith has been doing his for a while. But he's actually... I mean, he's got, like, a network of stuff he does, and he's actually planning on retiring and focusing on podcasts.
Yeah.
He's got two more movies. He's going to be doing Red State, which is already in the can. It's supposed to come out in October.
Uh-huh.
But he's actually going on a tour, which they are coming to Atlanta. They're actually doing the Cobb... Galleria in the Cobb Energy Center, where it's basically
the same. I'm surprised. I heard he wasn't coming back to Atlanta. He got into an argument with one of the DJs down here, and he was like, "I will never fucking go to Atlanta again." And he just had a
fit. He's coming. He may not do whatever thing he's done, but he's doing.
No, he was like anti-Atlanta. He was saying like, you know, he wish Sherman had burnt it down permanently or some shit like that. Yeah, and I don't know. I remember it was a big deal.
Well, he's not coming to Atlanta per se. He's coming to the Cobb Energy Center, which is basically what it is for the same price it would have been to just to go and, you know, do a Kevin Smith speaks. You get to see the movie too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing one other, which is going to be called Hit Something, which is based off the Warren Zevon song.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he's done, and he's going to be focusing on podcasts. But you've got him, you've got Adam
John
Carolla
Hodgman.
That's doing it, Hodgman.
Chris Hardwick,
who's really getting into it. I mean, Mark Maron, Paul F. Tompkins has got his own.
Yeah, we found out.
Doug Benson, I think, even has one. The Movie Appreciation Podcast, I think is what it's called.
Well, we found out the guy who played what was his name on Red Dwarf?
Oh, Robert Llewellyn.
Yeah, Robert Llewellyn. Crichton? It was Crichton. Yeah, the he's got one where he, it's a video podcast.
Yeah, it's like an interview show, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then there's, what's his
name? When I say we, I mean Phantom.
Right.
Yeah. I just look at him like, you remember that thing? Remember that information that we found together, honey, that one time?
Oh, what's the guy's name?
I'm trying to remember one, too.
The guy who does the British Office.
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, he had his podcast. Yeah. Which got him a TV show he doesn't even have to do anything with.
Yeah.
And basically, it's an HBO show where they've animated his podcasts.
Oh, no shit. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, so all they're doing, it's shit he's already done, and he's getting paid for it.
Yeah, speaking of Richie, Richie. Ricky Gervais. We actually just finished An Idiot Abroad.
That's where that came from, too.
Was fucking hilarious, man. It's kind of funny because, you know, we talked about the premise of the show last week. Where they send their friend out who's kind of just basically ignorant.
Right.
You know, lovable but ignorant and bitches a lot.
Well, maybe not ignorant as much as not exposed. Is that would be better?
He's ignorant. He's not willing to learn.
No, that's plain stupid. Ignorant means you don't know and you're not, but you're still willing to. Ignorant tends to be you just don't have that information.
Close-minded would be a better. Very close-minded. They send him to go see the wonders of the world, and God, that was funny. And if you watch the Brazilian episode, you'll understand why I cannot get the boy from Ipanema. Ipanema.
Yeah, I was going to say him, but yeah.
It's the same as Kevin.
He's actually the first one that's actually going to start trying to have his get paid for.
Oh, cool.
Because he does video, because he actually has a television crew that does it. Mm-hmm. But it's all independent,
Okay, cool.
Anyway, yeah, Idiot Abroad.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, it's driving me insane. I had to find it.
So, the girl from Ipanema, but there's... adorable little gay man who's seeing the boy from Ipanema, and I can't get it out of my head.
Well, that happened for me because of the Weekend Justice 100 when they kept having their problems. They kept every time the Skype would cut out, you would hear
this one, the guy he's singing it, and he's like, when he goes walking,
and he's
everyone stops and goes.
He comes out of a dressing room. He's trying on speedos, and he's showing what's his name, Carl, his speedo. Yeah. He's just kind of dancing around the speedo. He goes,
it was hilarious. So I can't get that fucking song out of my head. And then the Mexican episode
was so good.
Like the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like it was
almost sounds like
nearly peeing. I was laughing so hard.
It almost sounds like it's the opposite end of the spectrum from Stephen Fry in America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know where he's actually going and learning and trying to learn about America. Where you got this idiot who's trying to just be, you know.
Well, he's it's the weird thing about that show is that when it starts out, it's funny,
right?
And then as it keeps going, they keep just doing all these horrible things and setting up all these horrible things for him that they know is going to make him miserable because that's kind of the premise of the show. And it's like, you know, I don't see your asses out there doing any of this stuff.
Right.
And he actually gets to the point where it does start to open his mind. And he does start to learn a lot and but they're still treating him like he's an idiot when he's actually broadening his mind quite a lot. Oh. So by the end of the show, you know, he's really learned and he's grown.
Right.
You know, and they're still giving him a bunch of shit like he's just some idiot. And I was like, then you get kind of pissed off at Ricky Gervais and who's the other guy?
Stephen Merchant.
And Steven, because you're like, get off his shit. You know, he went and did all this stuff while you guys just called him and made fun of him as he was doing.
Right. That's why I could never get into like the I don't know, it's a little different, but stuff like Punked and things like that because
where you're making someone look stupid.
Stupid, yeah. I mean the poor and they made fun of him so bad because it was one of the first ones of Punked where Timberlake is basically Ashton Kutcher has set it up to where it seems like the IRS has come and started taking all his stuff from Justin Timberlake.
Ouch.
And he generally gets upset and is like calling his mom trying to figure out what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they start, you know, it's like, then it's all like, oh, ha, 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 it's a joke. It's like, yeah. Well, that's fucking cruel. Yeah, I mean, really, I should shoot
you. Yeah, you really just really fucked him up, yeah.
Right, I mean, that's a mental mind fuck right now. Especially seeing what the IRS has done to people like James Brown and Willie Nelson and all these other people.
Right.
It's not like it's that far out of the realm that the IRS might show up to someone like that, and it's just...
He may still have nightmares about that.
Yeah. Because the IRS doesn't play. I mean, the fuckers took down Capone where law enforcement couldn't.
I know. I've actually... one of my friends, her parents got in trouble with the IRS, and this was 30 years ago, and they're still trying to pay.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, and they can't own a car that's more than $2,500.
Yeah.
So I mean, they don't fuck around when you know, they want their money and they want it now.
Yeah. I mean, you know me, I'm dealing with my shit, and we're talking a $1,300 debt.
Yeah.
You know, it's like. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm just moving through our little list here.
All right.
We also have been watching Being Human.
All right.
And the British, I'm not going to give anything away because you haven't really watched as much of the British as we have.
I'm on episode 4 out of 6.
Yeah. And we just watched the first episode of series 2 last night. And all I'm going to say is, holy fuck, it's like they got different writers.
Right.
And different, they took it to a weird, dark place. And they packed a lot into that episode. A lot of character development and a lot of plot, like crazy fucking plot shit. And it was dark, and even the music was a lot different. So I'm jazzed. I want to go home and watch one tonight, actually.
Yep.
So Being Human is getting better and better.
Although it's interesting because I've been watching mine on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I actually came across a clip from the original pilot where the werewolf character is the same. But it's two different people doing the vampire and the ghost.
Okay.
Where the guy playing the vampire kind of... it's one of those ones where you kind of look twice to realize, okay, that isn't the same actor because it's almost the same... I think his hair's a little shorter, but he's still got the same coloring and all that kind of stuff. But they have this... They had this... Because the ghost, you would say, is like a mixed heritage of some sort on that... No, in the pilot, we're talking this thick Scottish accent white girl. And it's like, I don't think that really would have worked, especially once the serious parts came in. Yeah.
Well, it's weird. You know, all the ghost roles, I don't want to give anything away. Anyways, there's a race component that I kind of noticed.
Okay.
That, you know, but then again, you know, English people do not see race the way Americans do. They have very different experiences, so they, you know, probably to them it's not a big deal.
They're worse than what we've seen over here.
If you're Indian or Pakistani,
Read Johnny Lydon's No Blacks, No Irish, No Dogs. Because the reason that book is called that is because there's one time, I think it was after he left the Pistols and they were touring or doing something, there was a hotel somewhere in England that said the sign outside, handwritten sign, said no Irish, no blacks, no dogs.
Yeah, and my grandmother hates Irish people, which is always this weird thing in my family because it's like, we're Irish.
Okay? Right.
My grandfather's sister had... Both sisters had flaming red hair.
Right.
Right? I mean, the last name is just so obviously Irish, right? But Grandma doesn't like Irish people, so nobody talks about, you know...
Right.
We're all fucking Irish, you know what I mean?
But no, they're... Yeah, his parents... Because Johnny Lydon is of Irish descent.
Mm-hmm.
His mom and dad were from Ireland, who had immigrated from Ireland...
Yeah.
To England to work.
Yeah.
And so even though he was born in England, he still was considered Irish. And yes, the English treat still, that's at that weird. Point, was still... Yeah. And then we're talking, this is like late 60s, early 70s, mid-70s, where the Irish are still being considered second-class citizens.
Yeah, that's when all the IRA shit was going on, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's where all that came from.
I don't know. It's just something I noticed in Being Human. But, right. Yeah, again, to them, probably, you know, it's not anything. It's just something I noticed.
Although I did like the Smith goth ghost from episode 3.
Yeah, he was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't he?
It was like, yeah, that was someone who was big into the Smiths and stuff like that.
Well, see, that's, again, I liked him so much more than his counterpart in the American one. Because the counterpart in the American one was, you know...
Yeah, but you have to remember, they were Motley both from Crue the same... Reject. Well, you think about it,
they were
the
doing
mullet,
different things
yeah,
for
I was
going to
say, the mullet, yeah, the mullet, music. You know, that would be more prevalent as the stuck-up posh, you know, clove cigarette smelling, you know, pointy shoes wearing, pompadour, listening to the Smiths and the Cure and all that.
Yeah.
That was actually one of my favorite ones, just some of the music they were playing.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, that's exactly, and that's, you know, we talked about it last week. That's one of the things that really sold me on the British one, was just the music's better, you know. So,
but then again, they may have a better... They may not have to deal with the same rights issues as we do in America.
BBC has to deal with all the
record
labels. Companies.
So they have a better chance of getting, like, the specials, Ghost Town, to play on it.
Yeah, I thought that was
A lot of times that's why you can't get some shows over here, is because of trying to get the... You know, you hear that on, like... listening to Weekend Justice talking about that, where they can't get the music rights.
Yeah.
So that's why some shows don't come over here, because they can't get the music. And that probably vice versa. Mm-hmm. There are some shows that they can't get.
Yeah, that's why it took forever to come out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hell, they just had to, just speaking of that, it was WKRP, getting WKRP in Cincinnati on DVD.
Huh.
Is because of, they were playing actual rock music.
Yeah.
Getting the rights to, getting the music rights to that stuff. That's why WKRP isn't it on... That was on DVD. I would own me some WKRP in Cincinnati, because I still love that show.
That was a funny show. actually, what cracks me up is they just released, we saw last night, Leave It to Beaver on DVD, and I was like, I was shocked that wasn't on DVD before.
Yeah, but then again, you think about it, that was back in the day where that was probably something they didn't think about, and so getting rights for certain stuff is just...
Yeah,
it's probably early. Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure nowadays it's probably much easier to get a modern show.
Because people are looking ahead.
Looking ahead.
And where they're made off of that,
Right. I mean, it's like the reason why the cast of Gilligan Island, they didn't make very much money off that. Even though it ran in syndication for decades.
Right.
Their residual rights were only good for a couple of showings.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, that was free and clear. They didn't have to pay the cast.
Yeah, I guess that's why it was in syndication for so long.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's something that you didn't think about back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, the reason why we've lost so many episodes of Doctor Who. It wasn't something people thought about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've actually been watching a bunch of other, we watched some good movies this past week. We finally watched Machete.
Okay.
Which I didn't love. You know, and I love most of what Robert Rodriguez does.
Right.
But I was expecting, like, Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Right.
There was a lot more subtlety and a lot more complexity to the interweaving of the plot lines that just wasn't there. I mean, it was trying so hard to be pulp.
Well, that's what
it's
supposed to be.
It just lost some of the humor and the way everything was tied together in Once Upon a Time in Mexico that wasn't there for this one.
Well, it's a different genre. I mean, Rodriguez is trying to go for more of that silly grindhouse, you know, where they may be trying to be serious, but it's not going to come across because of the nature of the genre.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was so much. I think there was so much humor, just, you know, down to Johnny Depp's T-shirts that he wore in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, and it was like all those things that made me love that movie weren't there necessarily.
Right.
I still dug it because I still like what he does, but I just don't think it was on the same par.
Although I do find it funny that El Mariachi and Machete are also tied in with Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The you know, because Antonio Banderas's character.
Oh, okay.
He was El Mariachi and Desperado.
Yeah.
And Danny Trejo as Machete.
Oh.
That's their characters' names in Spy Kids. There actually is a scene in Spy Kids where they flip over.
There's a picture of the
two of them. There's a picture of the two of them together. And they flip it over, and it says El Mariachi and Machete on the back of it.
Yeah.
So Machete is a character that has shown up in Robert Rodriguez's thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah. See. Okay. And even Danny Trejo in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, where he's just like the angry Mexican. He's like, "Are you a Mexican or a Mexican?" He's like, "I'm a Mexican." There's so much fucking humor in that scene that was just not present at all in Machete.
I still need to. I'm gonna have to go and rent Machete at some point.
But I know it's just gonna be trash.
I think we've another discussion I've had either on here or with people.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the whole thing is that Tarantino and Rodriguez gets the whole idea of Grindhouse. They know exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get that where the whole El Mariachi, Desperado, Once Upon a Time in Mexico is kind of a different concept. These are actually supposed to be modern movies. So you're going to get more of those
Modern Westerns, yeah.
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 Where you're not going to get the same kind of, little things like that, to where Machete is supposed to be the over-the-top,
the gore,
balls to the wall, type.
See, there was so much about Once Upon a Time and Desperado. Maybe not Desperado so much, but it's been a couple of years since I've seen Desperado.
I've not seen all of them.
That was pretty hardcore. Yeah, you got. Yeah. I mean, I think if you do, you'll be like, okay, that's a funnier movie.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot more there. There's a lot more to it. So.
But I think I think that's the nature of it. Yeah. There's not for a Grindhouse movie.
There's not supposed to be any deeper level. There, yeah. And I get that, but it's hard for me who loves what was done in the Mariachi trilogy. To go and see him cheapen it like that. Because that's kind of what happens to me. Him and let me know what you think.
Because I've been wanting to see El Mariachi ever since I heard about it. Because he came out about the same time Smith did with Clerks.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea was they weren't trying to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to make a direct-to-tape Spanish movie.
Okay.
That just
was kind of awesome.
Right, and the reason he was a mariachi was because that just happened to be one of the props they owned, was a guitar case.
Yeah, well, and Desperado just, further. Oh, my God, I fucking love those movies. So I guess it's because I've built up so much about those movies that I was waiting for more from Machete, so.
And also, Machete only happened because the fans that saw the trailer at Grindhouse were like, holy shit, make this movie.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, and they said at the end, and I don't know if they said it as, I don't know if it's true, but they were like, Machete kills, and Machete kills again, at the end of the movie, but I don't know if that was just...
That may have been one of those things. Well, it's one of those things, because if you always saw at the end of the Bond movies, Bond will return, and The Spy Who Loves Me, or...
Okay.
They always had that little thing, and that's one of those things you always see at the end, especially if it was like a recurring character movie. They always had that thing at the end that so-and-so will return in.
Yeah, so that makes me wonder. But
If it did it well enough, I'm sure they probably would, because I know Tarantino and Rodriguez's original plan was to release a whole lot of stuff under the Grindhouse titles, where they were going to do different forms of the exploitation movies, doing like the sexploitation, the girls in prison type stuff, the black, maybe doing some black exploitation and doing stuff like that. But doing a whole line of Grindhouse movies.
Yeah, we've actually been talking about having like a exploitation weekend. We probably start with black exploitation.
Right.
Watch Sugar Hill and love the fuck out of that movie. But there's the whole Foxy Brown that we gotta watch. The whole
coffee.
Yeah.
Black Mama, White Mama.
Yeah. That may be a weekend for us.
And then end with Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
Which they are making a sequel to.
Mm-hmm. Oh no shit. Yeah, that was a fucking funny movie.
Again, another one we need to
and then all the sexploitation. And then all the sexploitation. What was the last one I watched that was like fucking hilarious? It was
There's all the woman in chains stuff, stuff like. Yeah. Caged Heat.
Yeah, and I've got
Ursa SS of the She-Wolf of the SS. Yeah,
and I've got a bunch of posters and magnets of all those, like women in leather. And, I love those. They're kind of awesome because a lot of them have lesbian. You know, oh my God, if you're this crazy person that's off the handle. You're also going to go fuck women because right. that's what these crazy women do.
Well, they did that. They would do that. That would always be like, that was one of the things, is the girl on girl rape scene, basically. Mm-hmm. That happens to, you know, like they had the, I think it's Caged Heat, where it's Linda Blair is the one that's the girl behind the bar, you know.
It's been years since I've seen that. Yeah, I need to go back.
Yeah, there's all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's just good cheese fun.
And speaking of cheese fun, we watched... We've actually watched a lot of movies lately. We watched one called Stag Night.
Because we've been too sick to have sex.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. Lots of viewing going on. There's one called Stag Night about these guys who get stuck in a subway. Something happens. Long story short, they get basically stuck in the subway.
Okay.
Where there are these people living.
Oh God.
These crazy, you know, people who chase them down and kill them in brutal ways. Yeah. You know, and they get caught with one of the strippers from the club and everything, and it's that was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good as far as just watching something mindless.
Right.
You know, I think I was tweeting as I was watching it and, you know, doing other things, but. Yeah, it was kind of fun. And then we watched Paranormal Activity 2.
Right.
More of the first.
Right.
Yeah, just very similar, different
house.
I don't
think house. It had the same, as good pacing as the first one did. I thought it was missing a lot. We were also watching it with all the lights on and turned way down.
So. Yeah, that could be. It could be. So we missed that whole, yeah. But after seeing the first, I think that it was... It wasn't so unexpected and shocking. But yeah, it was pretty good. So I dug that. But yeah, you do need to watch it with the lights out.
Right.
What else are we in? Made him watch Nanny McPhee.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
For the wedding scene.
Wedding research.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then the Guardians of the something of Gahul.
Yeah.
The Owl movie.
Owl movie. We watched that. The fucking Owl movie.
The fucking Owl movie, which nobody fucked.
Yeah.
Nobody fucking owls, but...
That's the porn version of it later.
Yeah,
movie.
But yeah, we watched that. And I actually liked that. It was different from what we both thought, but it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was very immersive. Very much sucked you in, and it was beautiful. It was animated beautifully. Yeah, that's it for what we've been watching.
Yeah, mainly I've been I've been catching up on my TV shows, Californication.
Yeah.
Which I still fucking love.
Yeah.
I mean, this season's been wild because they've had, because they're basically turning into a book, into a movie. So you're dealing with David Duchovny running around having to deal with, because they basically get him to rewrite the script.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got Rob Lowe doing this, who basically... Remember a couple of years back when Brad Pitt was running around with that really long, scraggly, I'm a member of Al-Qaeda beard, and wearing the wool hat type thing? I don't know if he grew up for a role, but basically that's what... Because it took me... It was one of those things where it's like, hey, they got Brad... That's not Brad Pitt. That's Rob Lowe!
That's
playing
weird.
This like off the wall, you know, actor who likes to get into character. Because at one point he tells he has to watch David Duchovny's character fuck. So
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Because he wants to see, really get in depth.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, speaking of in depth, we have. Right. Oh God. Yeah.
No idea what that means.
We have Phantom's Porn.
Are we going to go ahead and get that out of the way?
Yeah, because, you know, you just said in depth. I have not opened it. Have you opened it?
No, I just, when I saw the direct thing come up, I was like, this must be the porn. Yes.
Yep. And the little tagline he said here is, how deep is your love?
Okay.
So it's probably something I'm going to like. So, I think...
We'll find out. You notice he's kind of out of swinging range.
Yeah,
so.
he's snatch sizers.
Snatch.
Snatch sizers. Size does matter. How deep is her?
Oh, it's one of these giant.
Okay, so they're
giant insertion.
No.
No.
It's women who are being measured.
It's metric porn.
Yeah, and they've got, like here, they're holding up a ruler to her nipple to find out how big her nipple is. Her cranium to find out how big her head is. They're weighing her. They have a, what is that called? That thing right there.
Oh, a speculum.
No, it's not a speculum.
Is that that little fat thingy?
Calipers to measure the distance between her asshole and vagina. it's funny. So it's measurement porn. So they're just being measured.
Okay.
And at some point, keep going.
Okay.
You can sort of, I don't know where it is.
Oh, and they've got a clear glass dildo that's graduated.
Yeah.
So you can find out how deep it will go in. That's unique. That's unique. Who the fuck came up with that?
I don't know. Someone talked about this and it appeared on the internet because rule 34. Yeah.
That's so weird. I freaking love her hair though. Look at her hair. She's got beautiful braids. It's gorgeous. Yeah, a caliper's measuring, you know, from clit to the bottom of her cunt. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's just This seems like, you know, this is porn for statistic majors.
Right, yeah. Yeah. It seems.
Yeah, there are guys at like MIT and in the math department of Georgia that are just, they beat off on this because they're trying to, you know, because of the whole, compile this data and see what it comes out to. Yeah.
It seems very non-sexy to me.
Right. This is a type of porn, Sheldon.
It's fascinating.
This is the type of porn that Sheldon of Big Bang would jack off to.
Yeah, it's
because it almost seems clinical and scientific. Yeah, this is Sheldon porn.
Yeah. Okay. Now there's one that I love. That's as far as scientific and clinical, scientific.
So, that works. Really. Hey, yeah, it works.
And it's
put a lab coat on it.
What
works.
Is it? It's college boy examinations. And it's about these straight, quote-unquote, boys who go into these doctor's offices and are, quote-unquote, examined, right? Where they, you know, end up with, like, a fist, you know, in their ass because they're, you know, so straight. I love that.
Your girlfriend doesn't find out.
I know, right? I love the sites where it's all these straight guys.
Well, it's kind of like the porn guy. I've come across a few of them or at least on the clip sites where it's the shemales where the, you know, they start making out with the hot woman they've picked up and they find out that she's a guy.
And then, you know,
they still keeps going.
Three of her transsexual friends come out and
Well, I don't know about the three different, but no, it's usually it's like the date where he finds out that she's actually a guy.
Yeah.
Of course it keeps going.
Right.
Yeah.
When there's like actually a cone here to measure, I guess, how wide. Mm-hmm. That's interesting, baby. That's God. I don't know where you find this shit. I mean, it's, you know, again, not sexy.
No.
But
it's not unsexy.
No, that's
take the full advantage of my cold boy.
He's Phoebe.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Smelly porn.
Well, no. When she gets the cold,
that was
rotten
onions. Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Smelly porn. Yeah.
That was rotten onions.
That was rotten onions. We will not forgive you for that.
Yeah. That's gonna keep coming up for a couple of
days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the high water mic.
Right.
Yeah.
In my weird porn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think bug porn was worse, but you haven't really brought that to.
But nothing beats the bug porn that Isabella Rossellini does, where she actually dresses up. It's actually.
We've talked about that, but I don't. Yeah.
If you're not, you know, go find it because they were putting it on. They were like a regular thing on IFC for a while, where she basically dresses up as the different bugs and talks about their reproductive habits.
That's hot.
In a sexy way.
Yeah, that's hot.
You know, well, the voice. You know, she tries to put on the sexy voice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like...
That's weird.
That's just... I mean, it's an art student that's been given too much time.
Mm-hmm.
Too much time and too much money.
Yeah.
You know, this is one step away from the guy, you know, the art porn or the art where it's the girls sitting up in the loft, no refusing to eat for several days, and has like a ladder made of knives to keep her from getting.
Where do you come up with shit, Bill?
No, this was actually an episode.
Something
this,
we think about a lot.
This was actually in an episode of Sex and the City.
Okay.
There was like one of these art galleries that had an exhibition, and it was the woman that was, it was doing, you know, what is that called?
Performance art.
Yeah. Where she was literally up in like this like a ledge in the thing, and she had a ladder, but the rungs were actually knives, so she couldn't actually use it to get down, and she was not going to eat for so many. So it was, it's one of those. Okay. It's one of those, you know, too pretentious for your own good type art shit, where you're afraid to go when you go to that. You're afraid to say I don't get it, because then you seem like you're the stupid one in the room, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because sometimes there is art that just does not make sense.
That's
true. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's got... Sometimes what the artist has to say is, hey, look at this thing that I did that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And that's the statement.
Bet you they'll hang this shit up.
We've got 2 newbie pals.
Yeah, I see that.
We wanted to give you a sample. And these are the Lupercalia.
Okay.
Two of the fragrances from Lupercalia. This one is Red Lantern. And I want you to smell it in the bottle, and then I want you to smell it on me, because it morphs. It's probably the most complex bee pal I've ever had.
Okay.
It's like sweet. It's like molasses and vanilla.
Molasses and a little bit of like the fake chocolate smell I get a little bit of. Yeah.
And it's supposed to be tobacco and all the things I like. You know, and I like the really sticky, sweet...
Right.
Not sticky sweet, but, you know, the really sticky, gooey ones.
Right.
Okay, now smell it on me. It's faded into powdery amber.
Yeah.
Powdery more.
Yeah, so. It's very powdery, yeah.
It went through a piney phase. So it seriously, it goes through all the things I love.
Right.
That's very foody and very caramely molasses.
Yeah.
And then it fades through a pine phase. And then through this final powder stage.
Yeah, that's weird how that stuff works, especially on different, like, because I'd gotten an Imp of Yorick one of the last times. I couldn't wear it on me because all I could smell was moldy grave dirt.
Okay.
And it just did not, especially considering my mind state with what I've gone through the last couple of years, just couldn't handle it.
Right.
But Alicia puts it on.
Uh-huh.
And you get more, because it did fade, you could, when it put on, it was like moldy grave dirt, and then you started smelling some of the lily.
Okay.
In it. With her, you get more of the lily than anything else.
It is, it's weird how different chemistries do different things. This one, I guess this is part of their Lupercalia release, but it's their Novel Ideas for Secret Amusements line.
Right.
In that release. And this one is tea.
Okay.
Pretty much faded them, yeah.
Has it?
I've been on since this morning.
Getting more of a pledgy smell.
Well, it is. Lemony. It's very.
Yeah, it's very lemony pledge, yeah.
See, it reminds me. Can you smell the tea? It reminds me a little bit of Dorian, but like more lemony Dorian.
No, for some reason, for me, the tea is really overwhelming. I mean, not the tea, the lemon. The lemon is very overpowering to anything else.
See, I get tea and I get like a little bit of like sugar.
I don't know. Maybe I'm slightly stopped up.
Yeah.
Slightly stopped up, not getting the full effect.
Yeah, which is, you said it's faded on you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Any of the foody, the heavy foody ones like this tend to fade?
The tea tends to...
Well, I still smell... Now, on you, I smell something kind of sweet like a cookie.
The tea, because I've got the, he has been fondling the cookies over there, too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he was rubbing the cookies on his arms earlier, so.
trying to get them to absorb faster.
Yeah, exactly.
The tea, anything with the tea, because I've got that Syrian, or the one that's like black tea, Earl Grey tea and leather, and that thing will, I mean, it fades. It seems like it fades almost immediately to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, one of the ones that faded, you know, I ended up getting rid of it because it was just like, you put it on, and then 5 minutes later it was gone, so I just got rid of it because I was like, there's no point, even though it smelled good for that five minutes. Was Eat Me, which was the, you know, part of the Alice in Wonderland. And it was tea cakes and currant jelly.
Right.
That's exactly what you got. And just boom, it was gone.
Once it seemed to stick with me and kind of still same, like gin.
Okay.
That smoke.
Yeah.
Which is really cool when it's cold. When you walk out in a crisp day and you're smelling it, you smell like a fire.
Yeah, yeah.
You smell just like...
See, I do like the smoky ones.
And that's actually one that's made my list of... Because I've been whittling down. I haven't ordered any Bee Pals in a while. And I'm actually wanting to order something I already have in imp form that I want to add to the collection. I don't want to buy anything really sight unseen.
It's hard to do that, yeah. You should go to the next... Shit, is that Sunday or was that this past Sunday? Oh, well, we figured out. Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
We still owe a friend a Bee Pal that we've been trying to figure out how to jump through hoops to get it because it's a members only.
Yeah, thing. that was weird. Yeah. I have a feeling that my next order, I know, and I got too big of a list, but I know I want to get Dracul. Dracul, I know I'm thinking about maybe getting the goggles. And
they do have some of the steampunk ones at the thing, so I mean, it may be worth going there just to pick it up.
Right, and but I've got like that, and the lion is in the mix.
Yeah, I don't think.
And
that one's there. I can't remember if I saw it.
What else? Some gin, and there's Black Forest.
Yeah, Black Forest is there.
Oh God, there were some of them. See, the bad thing is there were some that couldn't even make the list because they don't make it anymore.
Right, right.
I would love for them to re-release Music of Eric Zahn.
Or, you know, honestly, Midnight Mass, which is one of their Yule ones.
Yeah.
If they just did that as a regular, they'd sell it because everybody's always asking about Midnight Mass.
But I just love that papery. It's weird because it's like this weird papery. That's the only way you could really describe it. And I just love the way that thing smells. But unfortunately, they don't make it anymore, even though they still have the Lovecraft stuff.
Yeah.
And because out of all my big bottles.
The ingredient, I guess.
No, they just... No, it was one they just discontinued. There are some where they'll just stop making.
Look on Bee Pal, because a lot of times the stuff that they release on... Etsy... They have, you know, they've got a Bee Pal Etsy.
Right.
And a lot of the stuff that they'll release on Etsy is, like, old stuff.
And eBay.
Yeah, and eBay.
Check that out. Yeah. I've got Cthulhu, and the Deep Ones was another one that made the list of... Which is so funny, because Cthulhu basically smells like Irish Spring on me.
That's
what I felt Goblet smelled like. Me, is that Irish Spring.
Now, the Antikythera mechanism from
that's the other one that's on the
list.
That
one's dynamite. Oh. That's like ambery patchouli.
With tobacco.
Delicious.
And, yeah.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
I tend to like the ones with the tobacco in it because Dracula has that too because it's got like an orange blossom. Well, it's not Dracula, it's Dracul.
Yeah.
But it's like clove and tobacco.
Oh,
and
see,
orange.
I would probably like that one too. Yeah. I don't, you know,
that's
the only
probably
ones
tops
that,
the list of the ones I'll probably get.
Yeah, the only ones that I really don't love are the floral ones. If it's got a flower in it,
right,
it's gonna smell like cheap ass nasty perfume.
Which is one of the ones that works so well on Alicia because I got her 5-7, 275.
Which is all rose, right?
Yeah, it's like five or six different roses. Yeah,
yeah,
which smells great on her.
Yeah, and see, gardenia or jasmine, if it's a pure note, fine.
Right.
If it's any weird flower or a mixture or something, it smells horrible.
Actually, as I was thinking here, I think I figured out the three, because I'm thinking of them, is probably Dracul, either the goggles or the mechanism, and Jolly Roger.
Okay.
Which is, Jolly Roger is basically rum, wood, and sea.
Yeah, see, I'd probably like that too. I do like the boozy ones. I've gotten... eggnog is a good one, and it does smell like brandy and cream.
Right.
And then there's another one that I've got that's got like a red wine sent to it that's really good. Any of the boozy ones, any of the tobacco ones work for me. Anything that's incense-y, tree-based.
I may actually wear it because I've got...
Or super sweet like this one.
Right.
It seemed to work for me.
I've got absence, too. An imp of absence, which might make, you know, maybe the next round.
Yeah.
But...
Speaking of, we're going to make some absinthe for our wedding.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out.
But I may wear that to an Akricon this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, wear the absence.
Yeah, yeah. It would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be very, what is the word? Appropriate.
Appropriate, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we also, one of our local comic stores, Odin's, had a, hey guys, it's a nice day out sale on Sunday, and put out all their,
like a sidewalk sale?
Yeah, dollar comics, and then like three trades for $10.
It's probably a lot of stuff they can't get rid of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got rid of a fair amount with us. So, Phantom was making fun of me because I kept picking up all these girl comics. I got this 3 out of 4 of this one called Thessaly Witch for Hire. So I've got to track down the fourth one.
Right.
And then one called Ultra that was done... It looks like magazine covers. Like, right. One looks like Time, one looks like People, one looks like... But they're totally girl comics, I'm not going to lie. And then what about the trades? You got a Blair Witch?
Yeah, Blair Witch Chronicles or something.
Yeah, and then what was the one I got? I don't even remember what I got.
I don't remember. Oh, is that... Oh, God, what is it called?
Shit.
This is why we should have brought them.
I know, we really should have brought them. But yeah, so I guess our message there is support your local comic stores.
Right.
And follow them on Facebook, because sometimes they'll post random sales like that, and you can go down and get some cool shit that you want to read at some point.
Yeah, that's one I need to find, but unfortunately I think the last part of the trade run is an hour. At least it wasn't on when I went to go look at... oh, God, I can't... It's... I can't remember the name of the site, but it's the one that sponsors reviews from a long box. It's called American Virgin.
Oh, okay. That's one of his favorites.
Yeah, uh-huh. And I got, like, the first couple of issues in the floppy, and then I got the next... I got the next trade, because I got enough of, like, the first thing to where then I got to the trade part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
You like it because I couldn't sell it on it.
Really? Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was rather interesting.
Sold me on it. I need to look at it.
Yeah.
It was. It's an interesting storyline because it does play with the whole relationship between being someone of faith and dealing with people who
are not.
There's the whole transgender, gay, lesbian thing going
just
on.
Just different lifestyles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different lifestyles and dealing with someone who is, you know, which is funny because there is actually one part where he basically says. Because he's like this ultra charismatic, you know. He's generally, he is honestly faithful, Where of course his family around him are just using him because they can tell that he's got that charisma to really bring people in.
And he's basically like Jonas Brothers level popular.
Yeah.
In the world.
And there's a part where he actually does kind of defend or at least stands against the whole hatred of, you know, the anti-gay movement because he may not agree with the gay, you know, he does believe that, of course, you know, that the gay lifestyle is against God, but he also was getting on to the people who were protesting against, because there's at one point he's in Sydney and there's the gay Olympics going on. The protesters, of course, are out there protesting the thing, and he's like, get it going off on them. But yeah, it's very well written. The artwork sometimes gets a little wonky.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different artists that do it.
Yeah, but the storyline is solid.
Yeah.
From what I've read.
Mm-hmm. Well, he brought back two big boxes of comics.
Yeah,
so
two big.
I'm going to start exposing myself.
And then we're going to read some comics.
Right. Yeah.
She's just going to flash the box of comics, and then you'll start reading them.
I'm going to run into the bedroom, hey, baby, with like one, you know, over my crotch. Read me. Exactly. So, Yeah, so I'm
going to start. Why the last man turns me on so much? Which actually, it is a damn good comic, so I'm going to get more of the trade.
But yeah, so I'm going to be reading a bunch more stuff that I, you know, haven't read, so I'm kind of jealous about that. So
that's the one thing, that if you're not really into, like, superhero comics, start delving into
there's so much other stuff.
Well, I'm just saying, just Vertigo stuff alone.
I love Vertigo.
A lot of the stuff. I want to start reading Preacher, because I've heard Preacher is supposed to have been amazing.
Yeah, you can borrow mine. I have all of them.
Yeah, he actually did, trying to get him to do voice work. So he actually read part of Preacher. Doing different voices.
I did have the one shot on Arseface. Mm-hmm. I picked that up. That was interesting because basically they did a one shot of where Arseface came from.
Mm-hmm.
This guy that tried to commit suicide with a shotgun and he lived, but now his whole face is just caved in and looks like an ass.
Okay.
That's where they call it. Arseface. It's also British writer, and that's why they call him Arseface. Yeah. They don't call him Assface.
Yeah, didn't Vertigo do like V for Vendetta and
That may have been before the Vertigo line. Okay. I know it was part of their, but they did. Sandman was part of it.
Okay.
But it became part of it because. I think Sandman may have been the anchor to Vertigo, really.
Yeah,
it was them, Preacher, the whole death, the high cost of living, three shots.
I actually read quite a lot of Sandman back. You know, I've never been a huge comics fan, but yeah, I read quite a lot.
I've got one trade that was really interesting, but it just happened to be a trade that wasn't in a storyline. Mm-hmm. It was basically a bunch of people that were at this inn at the end of time or something like that. Mm-hmm. They were all merging together, and each telling a different story. Mm-hmm. That and of course Fables.
Got to remember where I left off because I've got like all these books that I bought like 3 or 4 books ahead.
Right.
No fucking idea where I left off, so I've got to go back and figure out what I did.
Well, it might be good just to start from the beginning and start because that's what I did.
Yeah, I mean you take like two or three baths and you're through a book, so you know.
Right.
I like those a lot.
If you're someone who's not into superhero comics, give the.
Well, I mean, there's so much as far as, you know, even just try, different manga there's a lot out there.
Right.
I mean, I'm not into superheroes, like, at all, but I've found a bunch of shit that I like, so.
I could never get into reading manga, I don't know if the backwards part, I definitely can't get it. I can't get into the habit of reading it backwards. But even though there are ones that are forward, I've just never.
Well, there is something out there for everybody.
Yeah.
Even if you just find an artist that you like Kabuki, I started, collecting Kabuki. I still haven't read them, but I've leafed through them because I fucking love everything that David Mack seems to touch.
I think that's one of the ones that Jeannie is nuts over. Jeannie Brain of Devil's Panties.
Oh, man, his work is gorgeous, and he's actually got a sketchbook. That's just kind of just a collection of different art pieces that he's done that were never published anywhere. They're just like stunning. His colors he's an artist, you know. Right. I mean, he kind of crosses between comics artist to fine artist.
Well, there's actually a bit from The Devil's Panties where she used to work at Oxford Comics.
Oh, okay.
And there's a part where he comes into the store.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, she nuts up.
And he's going to be at Emerald City Comic Con.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Which just annoys the piss out of me.
Everybody seems to be going to Emerald City. It's just far to...
I know. I would love to go just because we've got a lot of friends who are going
to
be there.
Right. That's kind of one of the few reasons to go. Sucks, but we've got Dragon Con, so we've got our own. And they're already up to 122 guests.
Okay.
Laurel's coming back. Charlene Harris is coming back.
Chelsea Quinn Yarbrough, who I wanted to see at Chattacon but didn't make it. She's going to be there.
We've even got some Supernatural people coming.
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting. They've added a couple of Farscape.
People. Yeah. I saw somebody that just blew my mind, and I wanted to talk about it, and I totally forgot. There was somebody really good. I can't figure out what it is. I keep checking out the guest list every once in a while
because it will change, especially if you know there's best time is if you're someone who knows Whenever there's, if you go on the site and see there's a staff meeting coming, mm-hmm. always check like the couple of weeks or a couple of days afterwards, because you'll usually start seeing.
Have a bunch more guests. Yeah. Now, have you ever been to Canoga?
No, but we've thought about.
Yeah, because that was just this past weekend, and I know a bunch of people went, and I wondered why you chose Chattahoochee over Canoga.
Chattahoochee's just one we've been to. We've enjoyed it. Canoga is new.
Okay,
it's only been going, I want to say, 3 to 4 years mm-hmm. now. We've been talking that we may skip Chattahoochee next year and
try Canoga and see how it is,
because it's in the same. Is that the Choo Choo?
Just like what, 6 weeks later?
That's kind of crazy. That's another reason why we've never been, is because we enjoy going to Chattahoochee so much.
And the money's out by the time Canoga rolls around.
And you just can't, you know, two out of state conventions that close together just kind of
not so doable. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about. We're at an hour.
Okay.
He didn't say to be.
He said possible topic of discussion.
Yeah, he didn't really say to be anonymous at all.
No, none of the things. Yeah, we got a email last week from our Need Coffee friend Scott Campbell. Minister of Naughty Bits.
We love you,
Need
honey.
His question was. How do you decide which friends and family to tell about your kink/geek, and if you do, how do you tell them?
Mm-hmm. And that's actually very timely. You know, he sent that just after we recorded last week,
right?
Which would have been brilliant for last week because we were talking about Facebook,
right?
Which did you friend your niece?
No,
you did not.
I'm still debating on that.
Yeah.
I may just go ahead and do it and let the chips fly as they may. I mean, it's if my sister thinks it's okay, then.
Yeah.
Although, as I think about it, there's not a whole lot that I say
on Facebook.
I don't really go into
it. You don't post cock pics on Facebook.
No, you can anyway, but no. And anytime I feel really in the urge to get in, because especially in the nature of my my newest play relationship, I kind of have to keep that kind of on
the DL anyways.
So if I do anything, I'm going to say it on FetLife.
Right.
Which.
Well, see, and that was my point last week, was that I like having Facebook as a place where I don't have the kink.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I do have to watch myself. Now I'm friends with more and more and more of Phantom's family every day, so I've really got to watch the language more than anything else. But I like having that place where it's not kink at all.
Right.
Because everything else that I'm involved in, like I let it all go on Twitter, I let it all go obviously on FetLife, which I was there for. So it is kind of nice having that place where I can talk to my family.
Right.
On a non-kink, you know. But as far as me, as far as coming out, I like to tell my mom stuff because she's like fascinated and repelled at the same time. And she's one of those people where I'm like, you know, you can ask me if you want anything you want to, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Right.
And so it always cracks me up, you know, whenever she does it. And then, you know, she ends up talking to, you know, my stepdad about it, which is not a big deal. My sister knows a little bit.
Right.
Well, she knows, but she doesn't. No details or anything like that, doesn't want to know. And those are the two people that really are the tightest in my world as far as my family goes, so they would know. But then again, when I told my sister I was going to propose to Phantom, she turned around and told her husband. And her husband was like, well, are you sure that's okay? And I was like, yeah. Well, you know, I'm just more traditional. And I'm like, okay, we're not a traditional couple.
No,
like, you know that we're, you know, a DS couple, right? And he's like, yeah, but I'm just really traditional. And I'm like, okay, then you don't get it.
No.
Because you're judging me based on you.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I don't want to talk to them so much about kink because they don't get it.
Yeah, unless you've at least, a little bit in the lifestyle, you won't really get it.
Right.
Because, honestly, to tell you the truth, I'm not, I'm a lot deeper than a lot of my friends, but yeah. even I don't get it at times.
Yeah.
Because there are certain levels that you know, I look at and go, I couldn't see myself going there.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to my best not to, I, you know, I'm not going to judge.
You don't judge, yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, if that's, you want to go poop on someone's chest, that's great. Yeah, just don't tell me about it. Thanks. Yeah.
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 Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. At the Halloween party, you know, I introduced you as my podcasting partner.
Right.
And I was like, and if people ask me questions, I'll tell them.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, you know, and I've not really acknowledged Kinky and the Geek so much on my Facebook, but I have.
Right.
In small ways, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So, like, as far as my mom and my sister, we're tight enough that I can tell them some things. But, yeah, for the rest of the family, just fuck them. You know, if they find out, if they find Fleshfight and they ask me and everything, I'll... Because I'm honest about anything if anyone asks me a straight question.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of the same way. My sister listens to the show now.
Yeah.
So she kind of is getting an earful to begin with.
Right.
I don't have to worry about it so much because with my mom and my stepdad both being deceased, it's not something that's really, I really have to worry about it anymore. Yeah. And sometimes I kind of wish I could.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different show.
Yeah.
But I've always treated my kink and my poly kind of like, the way I do it is this would be the same way I'd like to treat it if I was gay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hide it.
Right.
But the only person it really happens to matter to is who I'm going to be using. You know, what I do with my genitalia really only matters to the people who I'm going to use my genitalia on.
Yeah.
I don't hide the fact, but I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't have the giant neon sign saying, hey, I spank ass and I enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not a case of hiding, but if someone...
Yeah, brings
but
it
I'm
up.
Not, I'm, yeah, I mean, people know I do Kinky and the Geek.
Mm-hmm.
If they ask, I usually, yeah, I'm the geek, but I do have my kinky side.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the same way I've been with Polly, is I don't hide the fact that I'm Polly.
Right.
I just don't announce the fact that I'm Polly.
Right.
Unless it's going to be with someone I want to actually do something nasty with.
Right.
You know, so it's, you know, but if they're going to ask me about it, I'm going to talk about it.
Right.
Right. You know, and it almost seems to be the same way with the geek.
Mm-hmm.
Is people know I'm geek. I'm
yeah,
geeky.
Anyone who knows me has known for a long time that I'm into different things than a lot of people.
Right. So, I mean, just look at my messenger bag where it's a bag of holding, which was what it was when I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
On one side, it's a Star Wars thing. The other one says, you know, is a vampire. You know,
well,
kills.
Yeah, my thing is, you know, people aren't going to judge you by the shows that you watch and the games that you play.
Right.
Nearly as much as they are by the, you know. Enjoying inserting steel rods into your partner's cock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but there are the people who do.
There.
Yeah, there are different. Yeah. There are different levels of judgment.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
When I did Darkon, there's stranger would ask what I did on the weekends, and I'd say I went camping.
Yeah,
you know, and I actually dated somebody who was in the SEA, and wouldn't tell me for months. He was like, "Well, there's this thing that I do."
Right.
And he's like, "So I won't be able to talk to you this weekend." And I'm like, "What is it?" And so finally, it came out it was the SEA. I'm like, that's fucking cool. Like, why would you not tell people that?
He's probably been in a relationship before.
No, he hadn't. Oh. I asked him.
Oh, okay.
I was like, have you ever, like, been judged? And he's like, no, I just don't like to talk about it. I'm like...
Because there are...
I'm telling you,
he probably has been judged.
No, well, no, I mean, I asked him point blank, and he said no, so that's not it.
Yeah,
so.
Then that's a little too strange
now,
not to have had something.
He's judging himself, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Or, I don't know,
he's
but,
expecting
yeah.
the judgment, yeah.
But I thought that was crazy. I was like, it's the SCA, it's... Real,
well,
yeah.
People, what I talk about DragonCon. There have been times that people looked at me funny.
So, so you get an idea. I met him on Alt because he wanted me to strap on for him, and he wanted to be my little boy. He wanted to find somebody who would lactate for him. But we can't talk about SCA, right? Because that's fucking secret.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that is very weird. But I'm just saying, there are people who do kind of look at you funny when you talk about something that is...
Yeah.
And not just... but see, the thing is when it comes to being geeky, mm-hmm. it's not usually just the TV shows and stuff you watch, because mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, if you're so geeky that you call yourself geeky,
yeah.
you're going to the Renaissance Fair, you're going yeah. to the sci-fi convention, you're LARPing, mm-hmm. you're getting together on the weekend and yeah. role-playing, you know.
I guess that's just never been outside of my consciousness enough to where... Mm-hmm. I would judge people. You know, because even when I wasn't gaming, I was hanging out with all the gamers. And even if I wasn't, you know, I always went to RenFest.
It's just the one that you see.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've worked enough in, like, my retail and my fast food jobs mm-hmm. where the people I'm around are yeah. the, I go out and get drunk every night or yeah. every weekend and yeah. woohoo and, mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
redneck run around in the back of a pickup truck mudding.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, yeah, I like to get drunk, but I usually do it while I'm at a convention and talking about the difference yeah. between, you know, episode 6 and episode 7 of Star Trek, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or the fact that, you know, because I consider gaming almost like the, you know, the weekly poker game, mm-hmm. where, you know, even if you say that to, like, someone who does play poker,
yeah.
they're not going to get it because it's not poker. It's you're sitting around playing pretend.
Hmm.
So, I mean, and also, it's just, I guess it's because because it's once you get a little, try to talk about it outside of your normal realm of friends, mm-hmm. that's when you start seeing the kind of,
people
yeah, you know, I might as well have tape wrapped around the middle of my glasses at times.
Yeah, I've never experienced any of that.
And the line... and the lines are blurring quite a bit too, like
yeah. nowadays
people
yeah.
are starting to see like fantasy football and D&D or yeah. right the same thing
yeah or you know that's... people are watching Big Bang Theory
right.
and like
yeah,
that's
exactly.
funny you know
but that's been always one of my things is fantasy football is D&D for the guys that used to be the D&D nerds mm-hmm.
right
you know?
Right yeah
and but again there are people that if you say that to them they're not going to see it
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because it's football
right. Right.
You know, even though it is yeah. It's a famous, you know, you're not pretending to be a wizard, you're pretending to be a GM
it
with a shitload of money.
It is literally a pen and paper role-playing game.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I think what it is geek culture is trending right now mm-hmm. to be a little more mainstream,
yeah.
or a lot more mainstream.
Yeah.
But then again, if you look at I talked about this when I did the Kinkless Geek,
mm-hmm.
About how if you look at the top grossing movies,
mm-hmm.
you look at the top 25 grossing movies, the majority of those are some form of science fiction, fantasy, or mm-hmm. horror.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, in the geek where wheelhouse.
Yeah.
You know, and it takes something like Titanic being, you know.
Yeah.
You know, to even crack something like that.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with some geek connection. As far as, like, period.
It was,
you know,
no, because
period
if you look
and
at
the science of, but yeah. It was,
no,
it was,
if you, you started seeing, when they started talking about the phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
you started seeing the 16 to 18 year old girls mm. and their mothers, kind of like the Twilight thing, but
yeah.
they were going for the whole romance, but
yeah.
it was more of the romance thing, so you were getting those
yeah.
people who were going for that.
I was trying to think of like period piece, but yeah,
yeah. yeah, there's not really a geek connection there yet.
Yeah,
except for maybe Cameron, and Cameron does tend to do
mm.
geeky films.
Yeah, well, we're at an hour and 12, so we should wrap it up. Was there anything else you wanted to pimp?
Not that I can think of right now, no.
Yeah. We just wanted to pimp Phantom and Flesh Vines wedding exhibition coming October 2012.
Marriage Con!
It's going to be very exciting.
Or the rehearsal dinner will be nothing but board games.
Oh my god, that would be fucking fabulous. Bring out the notebook. Well, you know, at the very least the next day, you know, it could be gaming day.
Alright.
You know, because we're figuring if people are traveling to Asheville, we're going to stay there for a couple days. That'll probably be end up being our honeymoon. But, you know, if people want to stay the next day and goof off.
Well, that's kind of what we did, like I said, with did I say this on the cast last week? Where when my ex's brother and sister. Yeah. Brother and now sister-in-law.
Did you find out if it was Greenboro?
I can't remember where yeah. right now. But it was, they basically got a group rate with the hotel.
Yeah.
And I remember the night after, was it the night after? Yeah. Where we were all sitting in the hotel bar, mm-hmm. you know, sitting around drinking and goofing off while, of course, they're up in the
getting the it room. On.
Well, yeah. I don't know about getting it on because, honestly, from everything I've heard, almost every couple I know of, mm-hmm. there is no sex the wedding
collapse
night
it.
Because
it
they collapse. Are just so yeah. wiped out absolutely. From just
I
dealing
see,
with the day.
I think we would figure it out. I think we would be... I mean, well, okay, first step, you get into a tub where you're buoyant. You know what I mean? Then everything just kind of comes together that way. Even if your feet hurt. There's, you know what I mean? If you got a big enough tub.
Well, it's just, I mean, if you think about every, especially if it's a traditional type wedding.
Yeah.
You've got so much that's been going on.
Yeah.
Starting from so early in the day.
Yeah.
To going through and, you know.
Yeah. Well, see, we've got a year and a half to plan.
Right.
I am really hoping that we can just get it all together to where it's so not a pain in our ass. We can just show up. That's my plan.
I just, and I hope that's all good for you, but yeah. I'm just going to say this.
Yeah.
Famous yeah. last words.
Yeah. Well, we've got enough moms and stepmoms and aunts and everything and close family friends. And
yeah, I was going to say
that
coffee
really
friends,
want to be
yeah.
involved. Yeah, really. So we're going to just let them have at it. We'll be like, okay, this is what we want. Make it happen. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we want to have fun. Okay. Well, that. Sorry, I just took it to wedding land again.
That's fine.
Been, like,
I have
in
a feeling
the forefront
that's going,
of my consciousness
yeah.
for
I have a feeling that
a will
be stuff that pops up
it,
until,
once in a while.
Until, the,
yeah.
until after the yeah. ceremony is over. That's
yeah.
What,
so you got about 18 months of this to look forward to. So. Weird. Yeah. So. Alrighty. Anything
dunk.
Else?
Sounds so much longer when you say a year and a half.
I know. Yeah.
Sorry, I've got the ticking yeah. the ticking clock for 24 yeah. going.
Well, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be
we
good.
We need
be
that. You need that sound yeah. at the end of this particular podcast. That
yeah.
dink, dink, yeah. dink, dink.
Okay.
As
well,
we
okay.
do interesting hand things.
Yeah.
They've been sitting there for
yeah.
the sound of two people's hands
actually
clapping.
You would hear it if he didn't had just gotten his fingerless gloves.
Right. Well, he's a vampire now. He
exactly.
has to.
Yeah,
he's,
exactly.
Yeah, he's fingerless
as a holdover from the British version of Being Human.
Yes.
Where
because
the vampire
you don't
will not
have
let
them.
Go
yeah.
of the fingerless gloves.
He was not wearing them when he was working. I noticed that the
yeah,
other day.
That is true. Although it seems like he has worked very well.
Yeah, but that's because he's in work drag. He has to be in that work drag.
It seems like I've seen him in work drag wearing them, and I was like, because I thought it was strange that he could wear them at a hospital, but
or he's wearing a long shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Which so, is always. So yeah, so he's been. I mentioned he's been gesturing wildly, hand gestures like pointing out traffic and shit.
Yeah,
you know, he's like, ooh, I've got these. Snazzy fingerless gloves, and he's using his hands in ways that I've never quite seen.
Where'd you put the Red Box movie? Oh, it's in the trunk over there.
So it's been kind of awesome. Okay, God, we gotta go.
Oh, we gotta promote our newest thing.
Yes,
we now have Kinky the Geek YouTube.
Yeah.
With one video up so far.
Yeah.
Mainly because I bought a nice little mic, which you can read the review on the geek side of Kinky the Geek WordPress.
And I thought about putting up that video of Phantom before he went up, you know, when I made him promise that he wouldn't go right off the road. And I gotta look. The video that I took at Cracker Barrel. Before you left, you had to drive to the
Oh, yeah. I do.
I thought we decided that was a little too kind of
racy.
Yeah, too racy, yes.
Getting
chewing on the thong.
Yeah.
Chewing on the thong. Let's just turn on the lights on.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm moving off for something to do. So, I don't know.
Having the iPhone, it's just. There's no excuse, really. I mean, because that entire thing was shot on an iPhone.
You can take video, so it's not a question of not being able to take it. It's a question of, you know, finding
And now that I got that mic, the sound quality is so much better.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you guys can
be good at it.
Yay!